averse. Indriyaya, by the senses. Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Nirgunam, beyond the material modes. Avabhati, appears. Artharupena, in the form of various objects. Vrantya, mistakenly. Shabda Adi, sound and so on. Dharmina, endowed with. Translation, those who are averse to the transcendence realize the Supreme Absolute Truth differently through speculative sense perception. And therefore, because of mistaken speculation, everything appears to them to be relative. For the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of God, is one, and He is appeared and He is spread everywhere by His impersonal feature. This is clearly expressed in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says, everything that is experienced is but an expansion of my energy. Everything is sustained by Him, but that does not mean that He is in everything. Everything is sustained by Him, but that does not mean that He is in everything. Sense perceptions, such as oral perception of the sound of a drum, visual perception of a beautiful woman, or perception of the delicious taste of a milk preparation by the tongue, all come through different senses and are therefore differently understood. Therefore, sensory knowledge is divided in different categories. Although actually everything is one, as a manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, the energies of fire are here in illumination, and by these two energies, fire can display itself in many varieties or in diversified sense perception. Mayavadi philosophers declare this diversity to be false. But Vaishnava philosophers do not accept the different manifestations as false. They accept them as non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead because they are a display of His diverse energies. The philosophy that the Absolute is true and this creation is false, Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya, is not accepted by the Vaishnava philosophers. The example is given that although all that glitters is not gold, this does not mean that a glittering object is false. For example, an oyster shell appears to be golden. This appearance of golden hue is due only to the perception of the eyes, but that does not mean that the oyster shell is false. Similarly, by seeing the form of Lord Krishna, one cannot understand what He actually is, but this does not mean that He is false. The form of Krishna has to be understood as it is, described in the books of knowledge such as Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. By our imperfect sense perception, we cannot understand the form of the Lord. We have to acquire knowledge about Him. Therefore it is said here, Gyanam Ekam. Bhagavad Gita confirms that they are fools, who simply upon seeing Krishna consider Him a common man. They don't know the unlimited knowledge of our power and opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Material sense speculation leads to the conclusion that the Supreme is formless. It is because of such mental speculation that the conditioned soul remains in ignorance under the spell of illusory energy. The Supreme Person has to be understood by the transcendental sound vibrated by Him in Bhagavad Gita, wherein He says that there is nothing superior to Himself. The impersonal Brahman effulgence is resting on His personality. The purified absolute vision of Bhagavad Gita is compared to the river Ganges. Ganges water is so pure that it can purify even the even the asses and cows. But anyone who disregarding pure Ganges wishes to be purified instead by the filthy water flowing in a drain cannot be successful. Similarly, one can successfully attain pure knowledge of the Absolute only by hearing from the pure Absolute Himself. In this verse, clearly states that those who are versed with the Supreme Personality of Godhead speculate with their imperfect senses about the nature of the Absolute Truth. The formless Brahman conception, however, cannot be received only by oral reception and not by personal experience. Knowledge is therefore acquired by oral reception. It is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra Sastra Yonitvat. One has to acquire pure knowledge from the authorized scriptures. So-called speculative arguments about the Absolute Truth are therefore useless. The actual identity of the living entity is his consciousness, which is always present while the living entity is awake. Dreaming or in deep sleep, even in deep sleep, the living entity is awake. Which is always present while the living entity is awake. Dreaming or in deep sleep, even in the deep sleep, he can perceive by consciousness whether he is happy or distressed. Thus, when consciousness is displayed through the medium of the subtle and gross material bodies, it is covered. But when the consciousness is purified, in Krishna consciousness, one becomes free from the entanglement of repeated birth and death. When an uncontaminated pure knowledge is uncovered from the modes of material nature, the actual identity of the living entity is discovered. He is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The process of uncovering is like this. The rays of sunshine are luminous, and the sun itself is also luminous. In the presence of the sun, the rays illuminate just like the sun. But when the sunshine is covered by the spell of a cloud, or a maya, then darkness, the imperfection of perception, begins. Therefore, to get out of the entanglement of the spell of nations, one has to awaken his spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness in terms of the authorized scriptures. We can learn a lot from this verse. The living entity is covered by ignorance from the time we were born. Omaginati varandasya. So it's mentioned that we are born in the darkness of ignorance and the spiritual master awakens us from through knowledge. Gyanam ekam. One knowledge, that knowledge is spiritual knowledge, knowledge of bhakti. That knowledge is awakened. We are eternal servant of Krishna, but we are covered temporarily, fallen down in the material world, we are covered by ignorance, darkness of ignorance. So we get distracted while we're in the material condition of life, because we are conditioned, we are distracted. Because we are conditioned, we forget the reality, and we become conditioned to various adversities away from Krishna, from the reality. The reality is the spiritual consciousness, the spiritual knowledge. But because we are conditioned in material existence, in the material world, we become distracted to sense perceptions. That's one aspect. Second is that we cannot perceive Bhagavan God through material sensory perceptions because we are imperfect. Imperfection cannot achieve the realities through imperfect senses, because our senses are imperfect. How we can find something which is perfect? We have someone who has to help. If your hand, Prabhupada explains, if your hand is tied up, then someone who, if someone's hands is tied up, your hands are tied up, how they can untie your hands because their hands are tied up? So someone has to untie your hand, who is also untied, who is a guru, spiritual master. The spiritual master, he awakens us from this covering, illusory energy. The illusory energy is very deep. Darkness of ignorance, it's very deep. It's there in us. We're born in the darkness of ignorance from time immemorial. This is a very, very long time. We are thinking 50 years, 100 years, I will live here, but millions of years of lifetime, millions of lifetime, we have been in ignorance, in this conditioning. So we have been conditioned to think, I am this body, I am an enjoyer. So we are always averse to Krishna. We do not have knowledge about God. We only know ourselves as God. If we do not know who is God, we wouldn't know anything. Some people say, I'm just living, for the sake of living. If you don't know God, then you wouldn't even accept yourself as God, because you don't believe in God. There's no God. So then you think, just purpose of life is just exist. And that's why they say, when you die, everything is finished. That's very dangerous, if you say that. Because when you die, everything is finished, then you will do whatever you like, even dangerous activities. So you're not trying to understand what is the purpose behind our existence. The purpose behind our existence, that's the whole idea. When you want to make a little bit inquiry and research to find out what is the reality, what is the purpose of existence, then comes the knowledge, jnanam. Otherwise there's no knowledge. There is always knowledge, but we're not making the endeavor to make the research to find out what is the knowledge and perceptions. Everything is there. The living entity is being so conditioned. The Prabhupada gave the example like a bird. Some people, they keep bird in their home, in a cage. And the birds like it. Cheep, cheep, cheep. They're getting their food every day and water. They like it, being in the cage. And there's millions of birds everywhere, especially here in Australia. They can be here in the temple. They get free food. And you know, we're not allowed to feed the food, the birds, but there's plenty around. So they're encaged the birds are encaged, but they like it. They open the door and they don't fly away. They fly away, they come back to the inside again. They are very happy inside this cage. That's actually our condition. We are in that condition. And we are making every possible endeavor to stay here. That's the illusion. That is the problem. The sages of Naimisharanya, they spoke to Bhagavatam, Bhagavat. They're giving us the knowledge to try to tell us to get out of this ignorance. Come out of this ignorance. The spiritual master has come here to take out of this ignorance. We are making averse to that knowledge. We are making plans to stay here. So much planning. Every time the airplane comes from India, it's full of people. Better life, live here. Who knows, you die, become a kangaroo. So it's like a plane full of kangaroos coming here. I mean, you see, literally. Oh yeah, I'm an Aussie. Oh yeah, good day, mate. Instead of chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada went to the West to convert the people, not convert, they give them the spiritual knowledge. And others are going for other purpose. But actually, the purpose of our existence, the purpose of our life's mission, is to develop love for Krishna. If you go against that, there's nothing else to it. There's no better way to be happy other than that. And you can try. You can try to be happy in this world. Prabhupada always gave the example of the fish out of the water. You can give him everything. Everything a materialistic person wants, you can give the fish. You work very hard to earn money. You can give him the money, a house. Everybody wants a house. Work so hard. Everybody wants a house in the CBD, right in the center. for the heart of the enjoyment. We were talking about it yesterday. We were in the house near the temple because we could come to the temple. And the people next door, they're saying we're disturbing them. But the devotees, we want to hear the sound of the holy name. I remember the Hong Kong temple, the Brahmacharya Ashram is connected to the temple room. You just open the door, and it's next door, it's temple room, offices, sannyasi room. So it's very difficult to sleep after four. You hear the cons, especially if I'm leading, very loud. You'll be woken up. We're not allowed to play drum or blow the cons very softly because people are sleeping in the building. Yeah. We don't have that problem here. So, we have the facilities. Krishna's made the facilities for Prabhupada by the mercy of Guru and spiritual master and avatar, all the incarnation. They've come here for that purpose, to awaken us. And we are making the effort to stay here. We are going against the will of God. Oh no, if I become Hare Krishna, what will happen to my family? What will happen? Oh no, no, no. No, Krishna, because I'll become sadhu, I'll lose everything. He says here, nirgunam, nirgunam. Nirgunam means one who has no quality. It doesn't mean you lose all your qualities when you serve Krishna. In fact, nirgunam means you lose all your bad qualities. You acquire spiritual qualities. Just like Maya. Maya is ignorance and forgetfulness of Krishna, but spiritual Maya is you are in the Krishna's internal potency. That's also Maya. That is Krishna's energy. Krishna's Maya. That is Mahamaya. Right? So spiritual energy is always there. Will you want to be in it or not? That depends on you. The sun is here, the ignorance is there, the darkness is here, the shadow is there. So it depends on you if you want to be in the shadow or you want to be in the light. That's entirely up to us. So the idea is to always make an endeavor. That endeavor is what Krishna consciousness is. The slightest endeavor in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will take interest in you. So the whole process of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is to awaken us from this ignorance. We are suffering in the material world. The real, the living entities are so much suffering, but they enjoy this suffering. They're used to it. We don't say, "Oh yeah, I love to take birth again. I like to die and get disease." Fine, you can in the material world. That's the perfect place for that. Birth, death, old age, and disease. We go down, 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 down. We are here. Welcome to the material world. Birth, death, old age, disease. Welcome to, like when you come to Australia, they always have, "Welcome to Australia. Where's your visa? Where?" They're barking at you. They're not saying welcome. So when you go back to the spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master and Krishna, they welcome you. Just like when you come here in this temple, everyone is being welcome. It's such a wonderful feeling here. It's so cozy and the devotees are so nice. I was talking to some of the devotees that have been here 30 years ago. There was no one Indian, only the Aussies. And I think, where are all the... But they were saying that the Indian people here are very nice because you're just like them. You've become an Aussie, but spiritually. You become very Krishna conscious and you have such good feelings of Krishna. Just like when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, you have that kind of spiritual, you are vibrating that kind of Krishna consciousness and towards others. So, if you want to make the impact on Krishna consciousness to others, nitta siddha sadhu keva shravanadi suddha siddha karai udai, that we have to hear the chanting of the holy name, through the chanting of the holy name, through the process of devotional service, Nitya Siddha, the perfection, we are removing the ignorance by chanting the holy name. We are born Krishna conscious, in ignorance, but we are born already in our heart, there is Krishna consciousness. But because due to illusion, we are covered by it, but through chanting of the holy name, through associating with devotees, we awaken this, that Nitya Siddha, that perfection that's in our heart. So we are giving this process by which you can recognize Krishna. Just like Mayapur, many years ago, the government of Bengal, communists, they wanted to make Mayapur a hospital. They said, "You Hare Krishna, you are all CIA." A long time in the 70s. Because there was a Muslim attack the temple, and we had to fire at them. Otherwise they were going to come and kill everyone. So we shoot at them in the air, not kill anyone. And so later they said, "Oh, you Hare Krishna, you're chanting Hare Krishna, and you have a gun in your temple." So they came, and then they were searching the ashram and anywhere if they have any more guns. Maybe we're saying stuff like that. So they said, "We're turning your Hare Krishna temple in Mayapur into a hospital." Srila Prabhupada said, "It's already a hospital." Because we are treating you from ignorance. We are giving you spiritual knowledge. We will awaken you from dirty. So, like in the proper, Prabhupada explains, the Ganges is water. It's very pure. But some people say the Ganges is very dirty because the body, dead body is floating and like that. And Rupa Goswami also explained, the foam, there's foam on the top of the Ganges flowing. So you think this is all very dirty. But nevertheless, the Ganges remains pure because of its purity. Coming from the lotus feet of Vishnu, from the spiritual world, the Ganges flowing down there, from down the Himalayas. So, it depends on your consciousness. If your consciousness is dirty, you think others' consciousness is dirty. So it's our vision and our perception. You think what you are, and you bring your type, your ideas onto others. And you think everyone else is like that. Just like when you're cooking, we cook and thinking, "I like this." You're not thinking like what Krishna would like, what others would like. "I like it, so I make it like that." So you have to see what Krishna likes. So don't put your perception and thinking that's the perfect perception. Because our perception is imperfect. We have to see what is the higher truth, what is the highest perfection, perception. The perception is Krishna's perception, spiritual perception. That brings the perfection. Like if you are wearing a glass, dark glass, then you see everything is dark. You have to wear a colored glass, you see everything is colored. So when you take it off, then everything is normal. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness, the whole process of Bhagavatam is to clear away this ignorance. Like if you're going to swim in some river, it's almost dust and weeds. So to clear away that, to clear away the path of Krishna consciousness, to clear away your heart, dirt. The dirt in our heart is very deep, deep-rooted desires. The desire is the ignorance, very deep rooted. They have. If you go to there's a park here in the city. There's a big park. There's these huge trees. So if you dig down the root of the tree, that goes right to the city somewhere because the roots they extends. So he explained that our desire is like the roots of a tree, very hard to root it out. It's so deep and far and far gone. So only way to cut the root is to burn the seed. The seed of the desire is our material desire, is our worst desire to not serve Krishna. I want to make sure I'm successful in the material world. Bhagavan later, God is later, me first. I am first. So it's very difficult for a materialistic person to serve Krishna. Very difficult. You see here all over the world, So that's why Bhagavatam, the Guru, the spiritual master, the avatar, this incarnation, different incarnation, they come here to awaken our ignorance. But because we do not want to accept rebellion, Prabhupada explained, living it is a rebellion. The parents are telling, no, no, they got to have it. They're rebellion to the parents. Krishna is our supreme guru, our supreme father, supreme in every way. He is our creator. He's telling us, and we are going averse. So we are rebelling living entities in the material world. And you think, oh, I'm so good. But once you accept Krishna, once you become a little bit humble to Krishna, you will feel that happiness. Krishna will give you the mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Mahavadanaya, magnanimously merciful. So we have to make the endeavor, sincere endeavor, to achieve bhakti, love for Krishna. Sincerity, accept the hardship, difficulties. You see here, all over the world, people are accepting the hardship in life. A lot of hardship. So Prabhupada used to say, work now, samadhi later, work very hard for Krishna, and at the end you will go back to Godhead. Where is the difficulty? He used to always say, where is the difficulty? And some people say, you Hare Krishna, you just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram every day. You come here, there's so much service. They do not know. Devotees have more work than... We don't have a... Like someone say, you need to fill up the form, when you work, what time, everything. That will be ridiculous for us. Because our service, actually living here, it starts at 4 o'clock. I fill up the form at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. When you finish, 9 p.m. day after, and then asked me what to speak coming all night, fill up the form. Nitya Siddha, serving Krishna is eternal. This is not a question of timing. But because we have the material body, we need to rest. But once you are here, once you are in the fire of devotional service, you do not want to stop, you want to keep going. If you're in the kitchen or in the temple or here, you feel really good. Then you are duty bound to family, duty bound to children, duty bound to work, many things we have to do. But if we have disease, we are sick, we are out. So material world is full of uncertainty. At any moment, all things are gone. All of a sudden. I always think in my heart, I know Krishna is there, you're in the heart, please, keep me Krishna conscious. No matter what, I don't care, allow me to remember you. I don't care, a lightning hits my head. I fall unconscious, but my prayer is that at that time I want to remember you, Krishna. Allow me to remember you. Everybody is remembering something. Mama, dad, or mother, or father, or your loved ones. You remember them. But Krishna said, think of me. What's the difficulty? These people are not going to be able to give you, save you from the time of danger. And the danger comes, you can call whoever you like, they're not going to be there. Krishna is there in your heart. Any time, he can jump out from your heart. I'm here. That's why we chant Hare Krishna. To remind us of Krishna. Krishna is there, his name. Every moment we need to chant Hare Krishna. And see, you feel sleepy. Hare Krishna, you feel good. You don't feel tired. I always read, miracle. And this person stayed in the snow for day and night, and they did austerity. I said, how can do that? Why can't I do it? I mean, we are all a spirit soul. We all are spiritual. We have the material body, but they can do it. Why I can't do it? I was thinking to myself. But Krishna made it so easy. All you have to think of him. Then Hare Krishna, that's all. It's not difficulty. And here in this temple, you see everybody chanting. And you're passing each other, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. You come to the temple, you pay visit to Prabhupada, and Tulsi Devi, to the deity, three times, and to others, already 10 of obeisances. So it's very good. So, oh, I don't want to put my head down to this bunch of Haris. But once you put your head down, one pair of obeisances, you feel good. So that is our position. Srinarupi Sunichana, if you perform devotional service in the attitude of humility, then you understand, you're in the knowledge. Because you know that Krishna is the Supreme. We are His servant. It's just that thinking like that, it feels good. You see Prahlad Maharaj, you see so many great devotees, and Krishna was always with them. Everyone here wants a home and works so hard to get a home. And you see the great devotees, they didn't even have a house. The Pandavas, the great devotees, they were living in the forest with Krishna. They didn't have a house, they were just going around, forest to forest. Draupadi had a plate that she could eat the food when he called on a special plate. That's all they had. They didn't have anything, but they had Krishna. Arjuna, Krishna's best friend. Arjuna's, everything to Arjuna is Krishna. And Krishna's also everything to Arjuna. So you say, oh, my best friend, so and so. Krishna's our best friend. Shruhidam sarva bhutanam. Krishna is the best friend. He's sitting in our heart. Who can be more better than friend than Krishna? Your friend's not in your heart. When you're in trouble, your friend's not there. Your parents are not there. Your government is not there. Yeah, I promise you, I'll help you. They're not there only at the time of difficulty. Krishna says, I'm sitting in your heart. Shruhidam sarva bhutanam, I'm the friend of all living entities. But we don't have the faith. We are turning to something else. Come to me. You see, people here, and they're lining up. They go to the movie, a new movie, they're lining up to buy the lottery ticket. Or you'll be a winner. 50 million. Nobody's the winner. In Krishna consciousness, everyone's a winner. See, you know, whenever we chant 16 rounds nicely, whenever you associate devotees, you say something nice to the devotees, you do something nice for Krishna, you feel like you won $1 million. You have that such good feeling in the heart, the satisfying feeling. That is spiritual happiness. Millions of dollars cannot make you that happiness. Just simple appreciation for Krishna consciousness. A little bit of chanting Hare Krishna, associating with devotee a little bit, and paying obeisances to Krishna, and praying a little bit to Krishna, appreciating Krishna's beauty, hearing Krishna katha a little bit, you feel like you've achieved so much. It's not that you need to go to the Praman, Baba. You do all the courses to get to the stage of Baba. You can get that right in the beginning by chanting Hare Krishna. In Kali Yuga, is the only way to achieve anything you want to achieve, the highest, is through chanting. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. You can do any course or anything. You can achieve simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna Vata. Have faith in Krishna's name. Krishna is there in His name. Simply chanting Hare Krishna, you can achieve that. Simply dancing, clapping hand in front of Krishna, you can achieve that. So, impersonal aspect, Brahman, when you see the whole creation, this ocean, rivers, and mountains, and all the real beauty of any place, any country, is its natural setting, the earthly planet. The sky, you see, people always, the Chinese, I have a lot of Chinese friends, they always say, wow, Australia, you can see the stars and blue sky and sunshine. I said, you don't have it in your country because it's full of pollution. You believe in the cars and money, and that's how you get. So they all come here. Another reason, if you live in China, no one can own a home or land up till 80 years, less than 100 years. You have to give it back to the government. You don't own it. China, you have to give it to Chinese. Nobody can own. So they say, I'll buy a house in China. No, done. This is why everyone is buying here. The Chinese are coming here. You can have your own home and you can own it. Life after life, if you can take birth again. But there you can only have. So we're talking about this. So everyone's running here. That's why so many of these Asians. Well, yeah, you can have. And then the Australian people, I don't know, they're going to have a hut. Vajan Kutir. Join the temple. So try to see this whole universe, this whole world is not everything. It's only Krishna's impersonal aspect. It's his energy, it's his creation. But Krishna comes just in the form of the deity. He's in everything, but at the same time, it is mentioned here, his diverse energies. They are his energies. Doesn't mean he's them. It's his energies working through. That's what they explain. So when Krishna appears in his deity, he's there. He's everywhere, but he's here in the deity form. He can say, oh, no, I'm Hare Krishna, I can see Krishna everywhere. He's everywhere, but here it says not. He's his energy working through, but he's there in the deity form. Oh, I have a deity in my home, I worship. But Prabhupada installed the deity here. This is the primal deity of our temple. He had to be here. I always feel good to be around the devotees. So Krishna's everywhere, but he manifests himself in the form of the deity for us to serve him. He's allowing us to serve him, giving us the opportunity to serve him. He didn't say, oh, I'm everywhere and I'm in everything. You can worship the trees and the rivers, the ocean. Even though some does do that. Some do. Because they believe God in the form of mountains. Like the Aboriginals, they worship the mountains and the oceans. We do. We know that this is Krishna's energy. But Krishna, nonetheless, he is there in everything, but at the same time, he is there in the deity form. Archavigraha, he has appeared in the form of the deity. This is why in India they're breaking the door to get in the temple. when they want to get out of the temple, they're also breaking the door. So crowded, because you believe Krishna is there in the deity. He has appeared. There's so many lila. Krishna has walked the deity form. Walked. So if we have faith in Krishna, not the impersonal aspect, you have to accept, like if I say, I love you. I don't like you, but I just like your hat or your kurta, bead bag. Because I don't believe, it's impersonal. Your kurta and your hat is not you, but it's part of your object. It belongs to you. It's something that's connected to you, but it's not you. So when we see everything in this world in impersonal form of God, but it is not God, the personal form, like gives the sunshine, Prabhupada gives the example of the sunshine, it's luminous, but it's not sun. The sun God is the person form of the light coming from the sun. We see the light, it's not the sun. If we want to see the sun, he is a person. So similarly, when we want to understand everything clearly, then you have to know the knowledge. The truth of the knowledge is the Bhagavatam. This imparted onto us through Guru, spiritual master who can give us the knowledge, the truth, absolute truth, that is Bhagavan. The Bhagavan is absolute truth, the supreme form, not formless. Everything is one. Prabhupada said this is one and different. One, but also that one comes from person one, supreme person. That is the one, that one person is the supreme person, that is that one person. And two people is one person, two persons. The expansion. From him comes everything. Janmandasya yataha, from whom everything emanates. That person is a supreme form, not supreme formless, from whom everything emanates. That is a Bhagavan. When you say Bhagavan, this means one who has full of qualities, full of opulence, full of strength, full of beauty, full of knowledge, full of fame. That's Bhagavan. So if I say formless, has so many qualities, doesn't make sense. When we say person, Bhagavan who has full of qualities, that means he's a person. Supreme absolute truth, Bhagavan, full of character. So how can you say somebody full of character who is a formless? That doesn't make sense. So, and everything is movements. Moving consciousness in us. That consciousness is because it's the presence of the soul. The soul is getting his energy from the supreme soul, the super soul. So that's how we can determine. When you say, this microphone here, or this thing here, doesn't have any movements. It's not, there's no soul in here, there's no consciousness. It's a dead matter. So consciousness means there is, we perceive the consciousness because of the presence of the supreme consciousness, the super soul. A powerhouse, you see the light here, is because it's coming from the powerhouse, which is run by a person, which is turning on the switch. The pujari comes here, turns on the switch, there's light. Oh, light. We can see ourselves. If you're in darkness, you can't see yourself. Blind. Prabhupada used to say, blind leading the blind. This material society is blind leading the blind. You see sometimes, you see in India, here also, they have the guide dog. The guy is completely out. He's holding the dog. He's taking him around. His brain is run by the dog. So this society, this material society, this darkness society, is blind society. Blind leading the blind. They wear the tie and their hair, everything nice, go to work. Prabhupada used to say, this is the Dvipada Pashu. You know what that means? Two-legged animals. So, try to understand things. The personal aspect of Bhagavan Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Shyamasundara form, is playing his flute in relation with the devotees in the Golok Vrindavan. This is the form we worship. Not even the universal form. Not even Narayana form. We don't have Vishnu here, or universal form. Radha Krishna. When Arjuna saw the universal form, oh, no, Krishna, take it away, it's too ghastly. He said in the Bhagavad Gita, I don't want to see this form, too ghastly. Then he showed the Vishnu form. He said, no, I'm not happy with that four-arm form. I want to see you as Krishna, as the two-arm form. Govinda, and Gopal, and Shyamasundara. And he was happy, that form. That is our worshipable form, as Shyamasundara. Manushim Rupam. Prabhupada gives the example of Manushim Rupam, which means God has the form like him. We have the form because Krishna has that form. Manushim Rupam, like him too. Two-armed form is the form that we worship. It's the form we can relate to. We can feel comfortable. Four-armed, we walk in the four-armed form. That'll be alright for a time being and carry four plates. The deities from the puja room. Four plates. But we are comfortable with two-armed form because Krishna has the two-armed form. So, First of all, you have to understand what is God. He has a form. What his creations are in relationship to his creation. Everything in proper place. That is full knowledge. Full knowledge means we understand everything in his, how everything is working. What is his energy? It's not that everything is just one. I remember I was at this boy's age, Mayapur, and my father came and says, why don't you just worship Durga and Kali? You know, in Bengali, worship Durga and Kali. That's Kali. He said, everything is just one. I said, no, everything is not one. Krishna is, there is representative. Krishna is Bhagavan. Then I quote the verses. Ishara, Parama, Krishna. We learn in the Gurukul. Then he said, oh, yeah. Then he said, everything is one. I couldn't convince him. He agreed with me, and then he said, it's all one. Nonetheless, it's all one. So they stuck up with their ideas. The philosophy is there, but they don't want to accept. Very difficult to preach to a person who doesn't want to understand. That's why we have prasadam distribution. Just give them prasadam. Appreciate. They won't get it. The knowledge doesn't work for them. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Thank you very much for a nice lecture. Shrutacharya was servant to Srila Prabhupada for a couple of years. Shrutacharya, you heard of?
Shrutakirti.
Shrutakirti.
Yeah.
Shrutakirti used to ask Prabhupada that, I don't want to do obeisances to you again and again. So Prabhupada said, no, keep on doing. Then when you become humble, then you will appreciate what is being obeisances. I want to know from you your revelation, what is transcendence? And second question is, superior energy is divisible into three: Sandini, Samvit, and Shladini. So tell us something about Shladini, please. Your revelation.
Transcendence is connected to these three energies also. Transcendence have many meanings. Some people say, oh yeah, I'm transcendental. Transcendence and transcendental is two things. Actually, being transcendental, when you understand everything clearly, the word transcendence is to transcend, to go beyond, go above. So go beyond means to go beyond material consciousness, particularly consciousness. So sometimes say, okay, I give up this body, I die, I accept another body. We don't necessarily have to do that. We need to change the consciousness. We're in the same body, but our actions change. Krishna conscious activities from mundane activities. So that's transcendence or transcendental activities, generally. And then Shladini Shakti is his internal potency, that's his spiritual potency. That's all his work through the Radharani, that his loving potency. Then his knowledge potency, that's Sambit. That's his potency as the Gana, knowledge potency. It's very large. And what's the other one? And his
Sandini.
Eternity. Yeah, so eternity is his spiritual potency. Everything is eternal. Even material world is his energy. Everything goes back into his body, in the universal form, dissolution time. So, it's not eternal. But there is an eternality in the spiritual. We are eternal, but we have the covering, the material body. So these three energies are his different potencies. But his internal potency, Shladini Shakti, that potency is in the spiritual kingdom, particularly. So other energies, they are working more in this creation, in this material creation. But eternity, in this, like there is five things: kala, the time, and what's the other one? Karma,
jiva,
Ishvara and Prakriti.
Okay, but no one.
Yeah. So they all except one, they're all eternal except one. Is it? Which one is that?
Karma,
right? Because whatever you do, you have to pay back. You gain and you lose. So in the material world, there's karma for what we for our actions. Prabhupada gives the example of Krishna karma. Whatever you do, you're giving a result, so you don't get anything back in return. So in the spiritual world, there's no karma. It's all offered to Krishna. Time is eternal. Here, there's time. Everything's cut short. Everything's controlled by time. That's what the scientist is trying to achieve, but it's never possible. Because if it's everything eternal here, we wouldn't be getting old. So time is eternal in the spiritual world. There's no time. It's forever. Enjoy forever. Everlasting is eternal. That's never the case in this material world. Because here, that is the main factor of everything deteriorating. Because the time, it just takes everything away. So those two energies, you know, it's mostly in this material world, but the particular Bhagini Shakti, spiritual potency, that dominated in the spiritual world. So, I mean, there's more to say. That generally, that's the case. And transcendental, everything you do, it becomes transcendental. Even material, Prabhupada gave the example as the microphone, we're chanting the name of Krishna, glorifying, talking about Krishna, the material object becomes transcendental. Like a metal thing, you put in the fire, it becomes rusty metal, it becomes fiery. If you touch it, you get burnt. So similarly, everything in the material world, stagnant, the living entities, ignorant living entities, when you return to Krishna, they become spiritual, they become happy. That's the first character, that's the first symptom that we become happy, spiritually. You can be happy by, you know, happy hour, you know, spiritual happiness. And material things become spiritual. Your generation becomes benefited by it, spiritually. They become Krishna conscious in the next life. Don't think, oh, my parents, they're meat eaters, this and that. You channel Krishna, they get purified. Krishna will bless them through you. So, there's a lot of concept about this.
Hare
Krishna. We need to stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.